Good Friday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo, and just realized that I have Nick McNamara, one of our reporters, is in studio right now. Actually, he's just kind of watching things in case he ever has to do any hosting or take care of In Focus anytime. And I just realized over the break that all three of us in this room were born in California. How about that?
The Golden State.
Golden State. You're telling us you're an L.A. guy. Actually, and Nick's an L.A. guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, born and raised in San Fernando Valley, and I like to get back out there. It's nice to go back home and vacation there, but it's always good to come back home to Kansas, too. I've been here for almost 13 years now, so.
Second home.
The promised land.
And I spent quite a bit of time in San Fernando Valley as well. I went to college out there for 4 years. It's a big place, so probably maybe not all the exact same areas, but...
Yeah.
So we may not have run into each other. There's a lot of people there.
There is. Here with Jesse Romo, the Manhattan Regional Airport Director. And one thing we were talking about in the earlier segment, Jesse, and it's been something that's also popped up in a lot of Manhattan City Commission meetings, is talking about parking at the airport. And obviously a need. You mentioned the increased numbers, the growth that we're seeing at Manhattan Regional Airport. It's something that does need to be addressed. The question is, of course, how are we going to address that? Is there going to be parking fees at the airport? I know that's probably the biggest question right now, is which direction we're going on that.
Yeah, first, you know, I just need to reiterate the fact that there's a definite need for it. And so there's been parking plans going on for years prior to me even being in this position and trying to figure out, with the growth of the airport, how are we going to do parking? And so far, everything that we've done has been reactionary. I just mentioned, you know, we did a great job. I've got to get a lot of credit to our Department of Public Works for them leading the effort to get that gravel lot done in the southwest corner, which is going to be critical for us for the holidays. But it's something that we need a coordinated effort for the future of what is it going to look like. And, you know, where we have proper lighting, we have proper drainage, we have, you know, we eliminate a lot of the trip and fall hazards and things that are just part of your normal parking lot operation. You know, what happens when you bring a bag across gravel and then you walk across our trouser floor in the brand new terminal? A lot of different concerns and issues that we have across the board, as just from the infrastructure perspective of the parking lot. So there are definite needs in there. You know, we not only need to remove the some of the patch up some of the gravel lots, but also the asphalt that we have there, which has over 35% failure. So, you know, there's issues all around the board for our parking area. So we definitely have a need for improvements, and that's what this is. And we have a new design option that's out there that we've been working on for the past year with commissioners, with our airport advisory board. And it comes at a hefty price tag, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 million. And we have to figure out, how do we pay for that? And right now, you know, the city of Manhattan is the sponsor of the airport. And with the taxing authority, if we raised property taxes and went that route, you're only doing it for the folks that live in the city of Manhattan. But the Manhattan Regional Airport serves the entire region of the North Hills, you know, North Central Kansas area. So we have so many people from outside the area coming in. Is it more fair for us to look at a user fee? And so that's been evaluated. And if we do a user fee, how can we cover the costs? So we looked at, you know, what would it potentially cost us to issue a bond to cover all the costs of improving the parking lots? Can we cover the debt service with the revenues with the people that come into our parking lots on a regular basis? We hired a couple professionals that are in the field. Osten Associates are doing the design. Walker, from a parking perspective, did some pro formas, looked at it and said, you know, what are the behavioral changes? What are those percentages and metrics that are used from other airports across the country that have gone from free to paid parking scenarios? You do get a drop off. You have behavioral changes. And what can we anticipate with our demand? Looking at employments and future growth. It was a very conservative model. And what bottom line came down to is about $3 to $5 daily rate would cover our debt service, depending on what type of bond that we issued. And so if we're looking at $3 to $5 a day, even if you're gone for 5 days, at $5, that's $25. That is the same cost that one of your bags is going to go one way. And so when you're looking at the holistic cost of travel, it's pretty comparable or minimal towards, you know, what you're going to pay for airline travel.
Here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. Have about 7 minutes left in the program. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to get involved in the conversation. And, you know, look, just kind of observing this issue from the sidelines a little bit and exploring bigger cities. And I lived in Chicago for a very brief time. And, you know, I noticed when it comes to parking out in any other big place like that, I mean, you're paying crazy amounts for parking. And when you say just like $3 to $5 a day, I know that here in Manhattan, there's a lot of people that are nervous about not just for the airport, but even in the city when we're talking about a possible parking garage in Manhattan. People are, you know, apprehensive about paying any sort of fee for parking. But, you know, I got to say, when I hear $3 to $5 a day, that's pretty reasonable. I mean, considering just some of my other experience being in other places and how much parking can be.
Well, it's all relative, isn't it?
It is.
And we just mentioned that we're all from California and we're talking about Los Angeles, and you can't go anywhere in LA without paying an arm and a leg for parking. But you know, when you have the option of being free or having to pay, I mean, we all would rather be free.
Of course.
So it is a huge cultural shift to overcome.
We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo.
Yes, I'm quite interested in this because I use the airport. And one of the things that you have to consider is that if you tax the people locally or you have parking fees for people who are paying taxes, that's kind of unfair because a lot of outside people are using it. And then if you institute a fare, a lot of local people say it's a lot easier to use Uber and go to the airport and not park at all. So that's going to be a downside.
And that is a good point.
Parking.
Anything else, caller?
Yeah.
Well, he does raise a very valid point there. And as I mentioned, you know, we had Walker Associates come in and do that pro forma for us. And that was one of the things they evaluated. I mentioned, you know, we have the behavioral changes of customers. So he's right. You know, you could get a local traffic that will shift to taking an Uber or to getting somebody to drop them off. The Uber alternative isn't that cost effective either. You know, going from downtown to the airport is about $20. And so you're going to pay that, you know, in round trip. So there's going to be some changes in people's behaviors. And we took that into account, like I said, in the modeling that the consultant gave us. And it was a very conservative estimate on what our growth looks like in the future. And we still feel pretty comfortable with what those numbers, how they shook out with what type of revenue you can cover the debt service on the improvements that are needed.
And what type of timeline are we looking at when it comes to the parking lot infrastructure? I guess a lot of this has to be figured out with the city as we're talking about, and a lot of things need to be weighed. But what is kind of the ideal sort of time frame you're looking at these improvements?
Well, the sooner the better for us from operational standpoint, especially, you know, as we get into snow season. We can't really do snow removal very well on gravel lots. You can't, you know, stripe those at all. But we have a timeline in place where we're anticipating trying to go out to bid around November and hopefully late winter, early spring, start construction on the new parking areas. But again, you know, it's always subject to a lot of variables. The city commission ultimately has to make the decision on what model we want to follow and which path we are going to go. And then there's a new alternative that was introduced to not too long ago with Congress passed a huge infrastructure bill that was promoted by the president that put a lot of more airport money into infrastructure, including airports. And the FAA took that money and is evaluating other projects that normally don't get funded. So we're going to try our hand. It's a long shot. But an airport parking lot is eligible for federal funds, and it would come at 90% cost share from them. So it only costs the city 10% of the total cost, and we'd have to keep parking free for 20 years. And that, you know, that's kind of the useful life and part of the grant assurance that you have when accepting federal funds. So that's an alternative we're going to continue to explore. We're hopeful that the FAA can turn around a decision by the end of this year and keep us in line with our original timeline. So far, then we're getting those kind of indications that we'll at least know whether or not it's going to be an option for us.
Here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo, have about 2 minutes left in the program, but it's always exciting. I mean, if you really think about it, I remember my first time in Manhattan as far as being a resident, taking classes at K-State back in 2006, and I think about the airport then And I think about the airport now, it's just the growth's amazing. Just, I mean, it's pretty much brand new airport in so many respects compared to back then. And how long have you been director of the airport?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. So you've seen a lot of change just in 3.5 years.
I have. We've seen the completion of the terminal, new FBO. We're seeing all the increased employments and the parking. And I'm reaping a lot of the rewards of a lot of hard work that went in before me. And so, you know, this is a long time coming, a lot of effort. We're right about 9 years now of celebrating regional jet service provided by American Airlines at Manhattan Regional Airport. So next year, you know, it'll be our 10-year anniversary with American. I'm sure there'll be a big party. You're hearing it here first. We'll celebrate in a big way because, like you said, it is a huge milestone for not only the airport, but as a mark of the community and the growth of the Manhattan area and region.
Very good. Anything else? Any last words? Anything we missed?
No, flymhk.com. Book your travel today. It's closer to where you want to be.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll end it there. Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. Also, thanks to K-State Police Department Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Bradley Millington for coming on. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be online on demand at newsradiokman.com just a little bit later this morning. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good 3-day weekend. I'll see you all Tuesday. We'll have a best of show Monday. And of course, go Cats.
Jesse, you did well on that promo line. It's almost as if you had said that one before.
It's almost like. You. Yeah, I practice in the mirror or in selfie mode.
Do you? Good job. Well, it's a busy weekend. We got a lot of things going on today. Of course, Manhattan Broadcasting Group of Stations tonight, a purple power play in the park. Come down and join us. Pick up your sports guide. Get your Johnson Cancer Research Center Bill Snyder commemorative T-shirt. So many cool things happening down there. We've got Manhattan High football. We got K-State volleyball today. We got K-State, there's a lot going on. Enjoy the weekend.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for.